Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. In the all too familiar words of a hymn, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. In that hymn, we hear something biblical, even something proven that Jesus did today. He healed many with diseases and plagues and evil spirits and cast them out. The dead are raised up, he said, etc., etc. However, consider if John the Baptist today wrote that hymn, Amazing Grace. He might have put it in these words. I once was free, but now I'm bound. Was alive, but now I'm lonely. That's because John is in jail, isn't he? Sending a word to Jesus about, are you really the Christ, the one who is to come? We're used to hearing about the great reversals of Scripture, the great reversals of Jesus in the positive direction. He brings down the mighty from their thrones. He raises up the poor and the destitute, the downtrodden. But I guess we also must learn the great reversals in the negative direction. John was a mighty man of God, doing God's work, baptizing, preaching, preparing, warning with God's wrath. God was with him. The fire of the Lord, he was zealous with it. Yet at the apex of his calling, God seemed to turn a blind eye to his servant. God seemed to let him take one for the team. Kind of wonder if John felt like Moses. Moses, after 40 years in the wilderness, leading God's people faithfully, leading God's people at God's command, Moses' reward is to die just outside of the promised land. Almost seemed cruel, doesn't it? Even though his vigor was unabated, he was in good health, and his eyes were undimmed, it says in Scripture, no bifocals for Moses, no readers at night. He's almost 120 years old, and he's as fit as a fiddle. He was Livestrong before there was Lance Armstrong. But God said no to entering the promised land under Moses. And he passed the baton to Joshua. That's Yahshua. That's Jesus' name in Hebrew, by the way. Yahweh, Yahshua, saves. God saves. A little picture of the gospel. The law under Moses doesn't save. It goes to Joshua. Yahweh saves. John the Baptist, he wasn't dead, but he was at the gates, no pun intended, as he was in jail. He had time to think. Lots of time to reflect on what went wrong. Perhaps he was comforted in part by the previous prophets who were persecuted because of the name of the Lord. Still, when push comes to shove, John the Baptist wondered about God's plan, maybe even questioned, what was God doing? The confidence he once had that Jesus was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world seems to be wavering. Because John, the forerunner with zeal, was in jail. And success is a hard thing to judge when you've done all that is within you and your reward is imprisonment. What good am I to God when my good works are unable to perform? And once such questioning begins, where does it end? Was all this baptizing for nothing? Why isn't Jesus taking Herod's place? Or Caesar's place? Was all this that I have done for the coming the Messiah, the right Messiah? Now, it's one thing to think that thought in your mind, just a passing thought. It's another when you put it into words and you grab a couple of friends and you say, hey, go ask him. Is he the one, or should we look for another? John sent messengers to Jesus to ask the question. Are you it? Or shall we be looking elsewhere? Now, imagine sending your friends to your car mechanic right in the middle of him doing his car mechanic work and asking, are you really a car mechanic? A less patient person might loosen a bolt instead of tighten it. A prideful person might shut the hood and walk away. An angry person might punch your friends in the face. Jesus in that hour doubled down in his work. He healed many diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and many who were blind, he bestowed sight. And then Jesus answered them, saying, go and tell John what you have seen and heard. And Jesus quoted a prophecy of Isaiah about what the Messiah does when he comes. And with a little gentle rebuke, he added, blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Maybe John should have known better, but Jesus showed himself to be a patient man towards John and a powerful man with miracles to perform and the messianic man with grace towards someone who doubts God's plan. Of course Jesus is God, we hear ourselves say to those who are in doubt, instead of showing patience like Jesus. Sometimes we want to punch our friends in the face for doubting God's plan and purpose in Jesus, all seeing their broken confidence. Oh, man. What should we be doing? Shouldn't we be pointing our loved ones to the works of the Messiah and to the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament? And to do that, we must be familiar with God's Word. Students of Holy Scripture. Are you studying the Bible? Getting to know Him better and better each day, each week? When was the last time you came to Bible study at church? When's the last time you opened the Word with others? What about midweek Advent services? Will you be coming to both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services? Or is that just too much church? Or is it a reflection? Be honest about your confidence that Jesus really is the Messiah. And how will you point others with love and grace to Jesus if you yourself are not fully confident in Christ? Repent, my friends, and believe today in the text that Jesus doesn't punch you in the face for your doubts or for your lack of attendance at midweek services, and he doesn't loosen a bolt on your car for revenge. He graciously, steadfastly does what he came to do, fulfills God's word, and gives himself into death for your sins and doubts. Your less than 100% confidence that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be comforted by what he did for John during his doubt. Receive the gentle rebuke of Jesus this Advent. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me. For God will raise him up as sure as Jesus himself rose from the dead to set prisoners free. Let's end on that thought. Even though John the Baptist was imprisoned and condemned to die, he was a free man and will live forever because of Jesus. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.